The Nutcracker Christmas by Nicholas McInerney. With Bernard Hepton and Stella Gonnet.
Shh. Put the lamps there, Boris, will you? The Nutcracker and Mouse King by E.T.A. Hoffman. All through the day of Christmas Eve, Dr. Silberhaus's children had not been allowed into the drawing room. In a corner of the back parlour, Fritz and Clara sat cuddled up, shuddering with the excitement of mystery. For though twilight had come on, nobody had brought in any lights, and the whole house seemed alive with a stirring and a bustling and the sound of soft murmurings.
And the warrior! I know it's your fault! I'm any old man!
Silence!
Mace Royley put my dear.
Someone has to take charge. After all, what's one a monarch for?
Not very much in my story.
In my story, you're a disaster.
You're no match for the dragon. He rampages around, eating maiden after maiden.
I have you bricked up in a tower for 100 years.
The impertinence!
In our story, you don't even appear. We get lost in the big black forest.
What?
Happy ending?
Tell your sister to stop blubbing.
She can't. It's the picture. She's crying in the picture.
I'll turn her into a slimy little toad.
No, you won't.
Where's your wand?
What?
It's been snipped off, you fool. Where'd she cut you out? Look!
Aha!
A wizard without a wand. My, oh, my.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
You were lying on your bed with that scrapbook saying things to yourself.
Go away, Dimitri.
Stuff about kings and queens and wicked wizards. Mama's so angry with you, Natalia.
I don't care.
She's gone to tell Papa.
What are you doing? Give it back to me!
I want to see what you've done.
Dimitri! Give...
What is going on? Are you two fighting again?
She wouldn't show me her scrapbook.
He grabbed it!
She twisted my arm.
Oh, stop it, both of you. Dimitri, I thought I sent you to change your jacket.
Yes, Mama.
Well, go on then. We're leaving 5 minutes.
It's mine! He just came in and took it!
Oh, that scrapbook. If I had any sense, I'd throw it in the fire.
No! Papa wouldn't let you.
I don't suppose he would. He's far too forgiving, isn't he? Leaves me to decide what to do with a daughter who takes a pair of scissors to her fairy tales and cuts them all to pieces. The pictures, cut out and glued in some dusty, dog-eared, dingy, horrid little scrapbook. So I've decided. A suitable punishment. You'll not be coming to the Bolshoi with us this evening. You will not see the Nutcracker. You'll stay at home with Grandpapa Igor and stick back all the pictures. You'll stick back every one.
Grigori, stand still. You're making me dizzy.
Do you think we've been unreasonable, Papa?
What Natalia did was wrong, certainly.
This Christmas Eve.
But you agreed she should be punished.
Victoria was adamant. I couldn't get a word in edgeways.
So you agreed?
Yes, I behaved like a coward. I was looking forward to tonight. Every Christmas, Papa, a trip to the Nutcracker.
Oh, how I remember.
Tell her one of your stories, will you?
Me?
Yes, a story like you used to when I was small and a little lonely.
You think she'd want to listen?
It's time to go.
How did she take it?
How do I know? Dimitri! She never blinks an eye.
Perhaps you should say goodbye.
No, I couldn't. I'd...
Mama, good boy. Now, come on, the both of you. You don't want to be late.
Silly old man!
Why can't you all just be quiet for a moment?
Well, well. What What have we here?
It looks like a new character. A large one, too. What are you? A giant?
No.
Oh, a tree?
No.
A lost piece of furniture in the palace?
No.
You can't be a witch. You're far too ugly for a witch.
I know who it is. It's her.
Who?
Her, the girl with the scissors. She turned the page. She saw us. She came closer. Snip, snip, snip.
Snipped off my wand!
The Queen's crown!
Snipped it all out of our stories!
Is this true?
Answer her, giant!
Yes!
Oh!
It's all and absolutely true!
Run! Dispossess her!
Arrest her immediately! Throw her in the dungeon!
Do we have one?
Shut up right now, or I'll tear you all to pieces! You're as bad as my little brother, Dimitri. A lot of fuss and bother.
What are we supposed to do?
We're stuck here in all this space.
With no story.
I was bored with your stories. I'd read them so often. I thought I'd make up a new one of my own.
A new story?
Yes. You'd all appear in it.
Will it have a happy ending?
I don't know. I haven't thought of it yet.
How about I win for a change? I inherit the kingdom and marry the princess.
What if we don't want a new story? Did you think of that?
Yes. What if one's happy with the ending one's got?
Well, you'll just listen for a moment and I'll explain. Well, listen, I'm trying to talk. No, I'm going to tell you about the story. You'll all be quiet.
Excuse me, I thought I heard something. Oh, I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
Grandpapa?
Mm-hmm.
Have they gone?
Yes. It's only you and me now, Natalia, rattling around at each end of this flat.
Good. I didn't want to go anyway.
I couldn't agree more. Christmas Eve on our own, it's the only way to be, isn't it? I'll let you get on with it. Oh, one small thing. I've been looking for the key to the writing desk in the living room.
What for?
Well, to see if an old man's memory still serves him. You wouldn't know where it was, would you?
Maybe.
I thought you might. You know, I rather hoped so.
It had grown quite dark. Fritz and Clara fancied they could hear a fluttering of soft wings about them and a strain of beautiful music. All at once, a silvery bell went cling, cling, and the doors flew open. And such a brilliance streamed out of the great room that the children stood as if enchanted on the threshold, with loud exclamations of wonder.
Welcome to the Bolshoi.
It's just like Sabalovsky Station, Papa, isn't it? All the people arriving at once, getting off a train.
Or leaving, getting on board, full of excitement at the journey ahead.
There's the bell.
You go ahead, give me your coats and I'll join you. Find out where we are sitting.
Where did you say?
Behind the third book on the left.
It's very high, Natalia.
No, it isn't. I mean, I could reach it if you like.
Could you?
I'll get a chair.
Shall I hold your scrapbook?
No. Thank you.
Careful now.
One, two. Here it is.
Thank you. Yes, it works. It turns.
Are you looking for something? Grandpapa?
Ah, a little button right in the corner. Can you see?
Does Papa know about it?
Oh, no. When I gave your father this writing desk, I decided I wouldn't tell him. We all need to do that, don't we, Natalia? Keep a few special secrets for ourselves. Why don't you give it a push?
Me?
See what happens.
Oh, it's opening a little door.
Like Ali Baba's cave. And inside, some fabulous hidden treasure. Oh. Hidden for 70 years.
What is it?
It's a music box. My mother gave it to me one Christmas many years ago. I was your age. I'd just been to see the Bolshoi for the first time. It's the most precious thing I've ever had.
What does it play?
The Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy, Natalia. From the Nutcracker. The Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy.
There you are. Oh, Papa Chocolates.
Gory.
Oh, Victoria, smile. It's Christmas Eve. Besides, chocolates always taste best in row C, just before the curtain goes up, don't you think?
Did Grandpapa buy you chocolates too?
Not chocolates always, but something special. Candy or a twist of sherbet. Me wriggling in my buckle shoes and stiff collar.
But always on his best behaviour, Dmitri.
Well, nearly always. Did Grandpapa ever tell you the story about his first visit to see the Nutcracker?
No.
He didn't want to go. He wanted to play with his toy soldiers, but his mother got angry with him. Anna, you've seen her photograph.
Oh, Grandpapa showed me. It was all creased.
Do you know what? He ran away. Right out into the streets of Moscow, determined to join the Red Army. But then he ran into his father, Boris.
Boris? But wasn't he dead, Papa? Killed at Kazan?
Dead and in the ground, Dmitri. Igor ran into his ghost.
Grigori, please. We don't want to hear the ramblings of a silly old man. Not now.
Oh?
No, your mother's right. Have another chocolate.
Don't you want to hear the music box?
Not now, thank you. I'll put away the key.
But I got it out for you especially.
Is it...
damaged? No. Oh. Is this the book where Grigori hid the key?
Yes.
But it's the Tales. The Tales by Hoffman. How strange.
Hoffman?
One of these is... Here it is. The Nutcracker and Mouse King. It's the story Tchaikovsky used for his ballet. Now, I wonder... Oh, Igor, it is. Look.
Ex Libris Anna, 12 years old, Christmas 1892. That's your mother, isn't it?
Yes. She was given this book after she'd seen the very first performance of The Nutcracker. She'd so fallen in love with it, every Christmas Eve from that year on, she would read it out aloud to her brothers and sisters, to her English governess, to my father, Boris.
You too?
Oh, yes. She would sit me down with Papa here in this room, light the lamps and draw up a chair. Then she would open the book and start at the very beginning. Even after Papa's death, she would read it. It seemed even more important to us then.
But I thought you went to see the ballet.
I did, but not then. After the first performance in 1892... It wasn't performed again for, oh, many, many years. Not until, when, Igor? When was it? Oh, the curse of a long life. 1919, that's it. Now I remember. 1919.
Igor? Igor?
Yes, Mama?
Where are you?
Down here. Behind the writing desk.
Oh.
I'm campaigning, Mama. It's the Southern Eastern Front. There's the whites with their Cossacks. And there's the reds.
On the carpet?
Yes. Here's Trotsky and his train. They're going to win, the reds. The whites won't take Kazan. Not this time, Mama. No one has to die this time.
Stop. Put away the soldiers, Igor.
Mama.
Please, just put them away. Now, I have some news for you. Such news. I passed the Bolshoi on my way home. They had just put up an announcement for their Christmas production. What do you think it said, my darling boy? The Nutcracker. A ballet in two acts. Music by Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky. Choreography by Marius Petipa. So I went inside immediately. I said, let me have two tickets. The best you have. At once, I want two tickets for this wonderful, marvellous, beautiful thing.
Anna, she was rather like you, Natalia, now I think about it.
Yes?
Stubborn and capricious. A tilt to the chin. I have an old photograph. You both have Martinov eyes, big and brown and so mysterious. You see? What is she thinking? What are you thinking? Let me guess. Deep down, deep, deep down, you're thinking, how I wish I could have gone to the Bolshoi tonight.
I must go.
Oh?
I've got things to do, Mama said.
The scrapbook?
Yes. I can't just sit around talking all evening.
Well, then a word of advice. Escaped characters need a story. The best one you can think of. A good plot, parts for everyone, and of course plenty of action.
You know? How did you know?
I heard the voices.
Dmitri didn't hear. Mama and Papa didn't hear.
Perhaps they weren't listening properly. May I open it?
I warn you, they're not very happy at the moment.
This is absolutely outrageous!
Goodness.
I thought they might have been a bit more grateful. If you'd appeared in the same boring story a million times, doing the same boring thing, wouldn't you like something new for a change?
So you'd written something new for them?
Well...
No?
I was going to. I had some ideas. Only it's a bit more difficult than I thought.
Of course it's difficult. A good story is always difficult. And do you know why? Because it's a mixture of two things, Natalia. Memory and fantasy. Fantasy and memory. All that we know about ourselves and our lives, mixed up with all our wildest hopes and dreams.
Papa said you knew lots of stories.
Did he?
You kept them all in your head.
Hmm.
Grandpapa, would you... I mean, could you...
Oh, very well.
You'll help me.
On one condition, that we do this together.
Together?
I'm no longer the young man I was, and rounding up escaped characters takes a lot of storytelling.
You think I can do it?
Only believe, Natalia, and anything could happen. Everything could happen.
Then I'll try.
Good girl, that's the spirit.
What story are we going to tell?
Oh, there's no question about that, is there? If you can't go to the Bolshoi, Natalia, then the Bolshoi must come to you. The story opens nearly 200 years ago at the house of the magistrate, Mr. Silberhaus.
Who?
Silberhaus, Natalia.
Is he German?
It doesn't matter where he comes from. In this story, it's not important.
Is he rich?
Not especially.
Poor?
Comfortable, I should say. Hard-working, like your parents.
So he's married, then?
Oh, yes.
With children?
Natalia...
I'm just trying to picture it all. You don't mind, do you?
No, no, of course not. There are two children. Clara, she's about the same age as you, and her little brother, Fritz.
Like Dmitri?
If you like.
Oh, no.
Clara's the one to watch, Natalia. She's the main character.
Clara.
Now, the story opens on Christmas Eve. It's a cold winter's evening, and the light from the windows shines out onto the snow as the guests arrive for the party. They take off their cloaks at the front door and are shown into the living room.
What does it look like, Grandpapa, the living room?
It's big, well-furnished, very warm. Rather like this room, in fact.
And a Christmas tree, too.
Oh, yes. The tree's very important. Definitely a tree.
The great tree in the middle bore ever so many gold and silver apples, and every branch hung thick with almonds and sugar plums.
And all the presents are piled up underneath.
100 small candles twinkled like stars among its leaves, so that, lit as it was inside and out, it seemed to invite the children to pluck its very fruit and flowers.
Where are the children?
They're waiting outside. A whole crowd of them. Can you hear?
No.
Listen.
I still can't.
Yes, you can, child. Listen with your heart. Your heart will take you there.
Yes! I can now, yes!
What did I tell you? Now, open the scrapbook.
Open it.
Well, of course. We need to find our characters, don't we? Mr. and Mrs. Silberhouse. We need to choose.
Silence!
Who are you?
Another giant.
He's too old to be a giant.
Old? Old? He's a babe in arms. A stripling. A bud.
Then he must be a mountain, all crags and peaks.
Tell them, Natalia.
This is my grandpapa, Igor. He's telling a story. He wants you all to appear in it.
A story? Does it have a happy ending?
I don't know. It's called The Nutcracker.
Those two will do.
Why are you pointing at the king?
And you, my dear. He's pointing at you too.
Peel them off the page, Natalia.
Absolutely not.
Screw them up and throw them under the tree.
Categorically not.
And wind the music box.
The king forbids it.
Only you can do it, Natalia.
I
No!
Have all the decorations been hung on the tree, Mrs. Silberhouse?
Not quite, Mr. Silberhouse. I have just one left. A little golden star on the top.
Is that them?
It is.
But they look like us, Grandpapa.
In a way.
If I put out my hand...
No, Natalia. One touch and they'd crumble like a cobweb through your fingers.
There. How does it look, Mr. Silberhouse?
Quite enchanting, Mrs. Silberhouse.
They can't hear us either.
They can't.
Nor can they see us. We pass amongst them invisible, no more than a shadow.
Invisible?
And have all the presents been labelled, Mr. Silberhouse?
I have checked them all.
How wonderful! No one can see me. No one. No one.
Aren't you forgetting something, Natalia? We've a story to tell.
Oh, yes.
Shall I let the children in now, Mrs. Silberhouse?
We need a Clara and a Fritz.
I know. Give me the scrapbook.
I'll open the door, shall I?
Hurry, Natalia.
Shut up, please. I'm so fed up with all these tears.
I can't help it. It's the way I was drawn. Here, Grandpapa. These two. Will they do?
Tremendous. Quick, then. Under the tree and turn the key.
Dripping everywhere.
Because she's been changed, Natalia. You and I have changed her.
Children, if you get into a line, Mrs. Silberhouse and I will distribute the presents.
Yes, a line.
A good straight line now and no pushing.
Put it to yourself, my friendly reader, and beg you to bring clearly before your eyes your own last Christmas tree adorned with presents. Then you can very well understand how little Clara cried with delight. Oh, how beautiful! Oh, how beautiful! And how Fritz jumped for joy to relieve his feelings. All the past year, they must have been particularly good and well-behaved, for never had they such a number of delightful presents as this time.
A wooden horse with wheels!
With
silver swords. How much
more? Oh, these are lucky children, Natalia.
Greedy, more like.
You don't worry about that when you're imaginary.
A castle with a moat.
A little bird in a cage.
How cruel.
Don't say that.
But it's true, Grandpapa. I should never ask for something like that.
If you criticize, you'll stop believing and the story will disappear. I can't tell the story without you believing, Natalia.
Oh, but I do. I do, I do, I do.
Clara, Clara, look, I'm riding my horse.
Aren't you magnificent?
George!
Shall I go on?
Please. I want to know what happens next.
Now, Mr. and Mrs. Silverhouse decide it is time to let in the parents, who have been waiting outside, waiting so patiently. And the room is soon filled with the excitement of children as they proudly show off their presents and are swept off their feet and are kissed and adored and hugged by their mothers and fathers.
Left, right, left, right, left, right, left.
Igor?
Right, left, right, left, right, left, right.
What are you watching? Left, right.
Long live Lenin! Long live the Bolsheviks!
I see.
Look at them marching, Mama. Marching for the revolution.
Come away from
marching
there.
Marching for our future.
Away, I said.
When I saw them through the window, I had to cheer them.
But we are going to the Bolshoi to see the Nutcracker. Why aren't you dressed?
How can I put on a pair of velvet breeches and buckle my shoes and go to the Bolshoi when those soldiers are marching off to fight?
That is why we must, velvet breeches and buckles and all, remind ourselves what we're fighting for. I know, my darling. It's so hard for you to understand. Dress now.
Mama!
Don't argue with me. Hurry! Hurry!
As midnight approached, the clock ticked louder and louder, and Clara and Fritz looked upon it with trembling hearts, for they knew on the strike of the hour what would happen. The door would fly open, the candles would flutter, the guest of honour would appear, Clara's beloved godfather, Drosselmeier.
Drosselmeier.
Grandpapa.
What?
You whispered something, a name.
Quieten down now, everybody.
Fritz, get off your horse.
Is he here, Mama? Has his carriage arrived?
Shh! It's nearly time.
Heavens, your scrapbook, Natalia. We need to find a Drosselmeier.
That's what you whispered. Drossel, what's it?
Quick, before the clock chimes midnight.
Godfather Drosselmeier was far from a handsome man. Short and thin, with many wrinkles on his face, and a great black patch where his right eye should have been. Also, he had no hair on his head, so he wore a fine white wig, which seemed to be made of glass, so clever a piece of work it was.
There! Him!
Don't you dare come near me! I've seen what you've done to the others! It's outrageous!
Rip him out!
I'm a serious character, you know! I'm intended to convey them all!
Greetings, little one. Welcome to our house, Drosselmeier. How my spirits rose when I saw the light from your window. Christmas begins here, I thought.
It begins with you too, Godfather.
Oh! Why, thank you, Fritz.
Someone take Herr Drosselmeier's hat and coat.
Yes, but not my bag. Put my bag by the tree.
Oh, have you brought us presents, Godfather?
Oh.
Well chosen, Natalia. He's just perfect.
Now, where's my goddaughter? Where's Clara?
Here I am.
Let me see you. Come. Precious Clara.
I'm so pleased to see you.
The bag moved. Did you see it move?
Oh, Fritz.
It did, Mama. Look. It moved again.
He's right. What have you got in there, Drosselmeier?
Well, well. Shall I reveal my secret?
Oh, yes.
So he went to his bag, and he opened it, and he took out four large mechanical dolls, and he placed them in the middle of the room.
Shall I wind them up for you?
Dolls. Dolls. Dolls.
We don't need your scrapbook. Not now.
We don't.
It's enough just to imagine them, Natalia. Freshly painted, smooth-limbed, their bodies held together with glue and rivets.
I can't.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
Look at me. Look. My eyes into your eyes. Those eyes. And believe.
Now, little ones, I release the catch.
Look at them dance, Mama. Look at them dance.
Is that really them?
Incredible.
They are wonders of engineering, Drosselmeyer. How do you do it?
Wonders, yes.
Well done, Natalia. You saw them without the scrapbook.
They're dancing closer.
Your heart beheld.
If I just put out my
hand. No, my dear.
But this may be a dream. Only a dream.
Our worlds are separate. That is the rule.
But I only want to know...
We cannot break the rules, child.
Stop!
We were only dancing.
Can't we play with them?
They are too valuable for such little hands. Don't you agree, Mrs. Silverhouse?
Indisputably, Mr. Silverhouse. They will be pulled this way and that and be broken.
Take the dolls into the study.
No.
Little ones, you must obey your parents. Now, I have something in my pocket. Not so large and valuable.
Oh? It's just a bit of painted wood.
Oh, no, Fritz. Can't you see? It's a nutcracker.
Would you like to hold it?
May I?
His figure, indeed, was not much to be proud of. His rather long, thick body by no means fitted his small, thin legs. His clothes, however, bespoke a person of taste and cultivation, and went far to make up for his deformity. He wore a fine, shiny jacket with many white buttons, pantaloons, and the most elegant boots.
He's horrid!
Fritz!
A horrid little wooden thing!
What do you know, you silly boy? I think he's just as pretty as can be.
A pretty little man who is anxious to please. Let me show you.
With that, Drosselmeyer took the nutcracker and, lifting up his cloak, made his mouth gape open to show two rows of very sharp white teeth. Then he told Clara to put in a nut and... the nutcracker crushed it so that the shell fell to pieces.
Look! Papa, Mama, did you see?
Yes!
How clever!
Oh, doesn't he smile so when he... and another!
You see how he likes to perform for you, Clara especially. Do you think he may be your very own friend?
Oh, yes, please, Godfather. How I would like that.
Clara at once took him in her arms and made him crack nuts, picking out the smallest ones in order that the nutcracker might not have to stretch his mouth, which was not good for him.
I want to go. Let me have a go.
Fritz?
Hello, wooden thing. You going to smile for me too? Let's try something bigger.
No.
Be careful.
Or something harder.
Fritz!
Now, ugly mother, I want to try something bigger and harder and harder and bigger and...
All of a sudden there was a... and three teeth fell out of the nutcracker's mouth, and his underjaw went loose and wobbly.
Now look what you've done!
Did you see that, Grandpapa? Fritz broke the nutcracker!
I didn't mean to!
You clumsy oaf!
That's right, just like Dimitri, always breaking things.
I'm not clumsy!
Yes, you are! I hate you!
Don't run to Drosselmeyer, Clara! Come here and give your brother a good kick.
Natalia!
Pull his hair and pinch his neck and twist his arm right up to his shoulder.
And where would we be then? In the story, the nutcracker must be broken and Clara get upset, so that later that night she comes downstairs to console him. What do you want to do? Change the story?
You mean Fritz has to be nasty?
We are telling the story, Natalia, the whole story. Shouldn't we wait until the end? Only then can we look back and judge what happened. Who was good, who bad, who learned something, who didn't. Like life itself. Shouldn't we wait until the very end?
You can mend him, Clara.
Can I?
Can she?
Of course. She'll bind his jaw. It's in the story.
Take the ribbon from your dress. Use it as a bandage around his mouth.
Don't cry, please. You'll be as good as new, you'll see.
So Clara picked up the nutcracker's lost teeth. Round his hurt chin, she bound the white ribbon from her dress. then wrapped the poor little fellow more carefully than ever in her pocket handkerchief.
There. I'll lay you down here beside my dolls so you can rest.
And so she kissed him and laid him down to sleep.
Now, my dear guests, good Drosselmeyer, children, Mrs. Silverhouse.
It's time to dance the old cross butter dance.
Move, Natalia, out of the way.
But they're having such fun. I want to join in.
You're not ready yet, child. Later, perhaps, later.
I want to dance too.
Why aren't you ready, Igor? Answer me. You've been playing with your soldiers again, haven't you? Don't lie to me, Igor.
No.
What is this, then? Under the bed? I will not be lied to.
I was only counting them to see if they were all there.
What? None dead? None shot?
No.
Shot like your papa through the heart?
No.
Let me show you how many died, Igor. How many lie in their coffins now.
Where are you taking them?
The fire, Igor.
No.
All the dead ones are going in the
Please,
fire.
Please, Mama. No. No.
Happy Christmas.
Mr. Silverhouse has summoned the carriages.
Mrs. Silverhouse has rung for the cloaks.
I shall go too.
Oh, Godfather, do you have to?
Yes, Clara, I must. Good night to you all.
God grant you a peaceful Christmas, Drosselmeyer.
And you too. Night. You too.
Night.
Till we next meet.
Oh. Where is everybody?
They've gone, Grandpapa.
Gone? I must have been dreaming.
Again?
Remembering a great fire. The smell of molten lead.
You seem so far away.
Mama.
It's time for bed now.
May I take the nutcracker with me?
No, leave him here with the other toys.
Oh, Papa, he's hurt.
Don't be ridiculous, Clara. He has no feelings. How can he be hurt?
Horrid little wooden thing.
Not as horrid as you, Fritz Silverhouse.
Upstairs!
Children, your father has spoken. To bed.
Good night.
Clock. Clock. Click. Low, softly tick. Mouse King's ears are quick. Purr, purr, ting, tong. Sing out the old song, but strike in a low tune. It will be over soon.
It's so dark, Grandpapa.
Black as pitch.
And silent.
The quiet of the grave.
Are we waiting for someone?
Oh, yes.
For what happens next? There, I guessed, didn't I? It's Clara, isn't it, Grandpapa? Like you said, coming down to see the Nutcracker. Oh, tell me it's Clara.
I'm not going to the Bolshoi, Mama. I'm never going to the Bolshoi. You can throw my soldiers on the fire, Mama, but that won't stop me. I shall go and become a soldier myself. Yes, like Papa, I shall go and fight myself!
Oh, Nutcracker. Are you there, my Nutcracker?
Oh, look, it is her.
Oh, yes, thank goodness. Just like the story.
I was scared for a moment.
See? She's in her night clothes.
My poor little man.
She's going to comfort him.
I couldn't sleep. I had to see you.
She picks him up and rocks him.
Is it hurting badly?
Let me sing you a lullaby. A sweet, sweet lullaby.
Now she's alone in the darkness of the room. A little girl lost in the middle of the night.
I shall be brave. I shall be fierce. The future belongs to heroes. I shall be brave. I shall be fierce. The future belongs to heroes.
Grandpapa, I heard something.
So did I.
There it is again.
Behind the skirting board.
And under the floor.
Oh, Nutcracker.
What is it? Tell me.
It's the story, Natalia. It has to go on.
I don't like this part of the story. I don't want to hear any more.
We can't stop now. It's too late.
What's that? Who's there? I shall be brave. I shall be fierce. The future belongs to heroes. Yes.
What's happening? I'm all a tremble with fear. Are we going to do anything?
We can't interfere, Natalia. I told you that.
Now there broke out from all sides a wild creaking and squeaking, and soon there was a trotting and galloping of 1,000 tiny feet.
Oh, no! Look! It's mice.
Presently, they were all going trot, trot, hop, hop, round the room. Troops of mice, growing more numerous, at length forming themselves into ranks, as Fritz was accustomed to drawing up his toy soldiers.
Help me! Somebody! She's surrounded. Be brave, Clara. They're only mice. Pretend to be a cat or something. Use your imagination.
I shall be brave. I shall be. Mama, where are...
Look at the moon through the window, Natalia. Watch how it shines on the Christmas tree, like a mantle of silver, like a magical veil.
Oh, Nutcracker, look! The tree, I think, horror of horrors, is growing!
I don't feel fierce, Mama. I don't feel like a hero.
Yes, it's growing! Growing! Bigger and bigger and bigger and...
It's putting out its branches. It's coming closer. It's got my scrapbook, Grandpapa. It's got the scrapbook.
I'll grab it back. Here.
Oh, no.
What is it?
The wizard's gone. My picture of the wizard, it's fallen out.
Calamity. Disaster.
Why?
He's an escaped character, Natalia. He's dangerous. He could just turn up anywhere.
I cut off his wand.
Oh, even worse. A wizard with a grievance looking for revenge.
But don't we have to screw him up and throw him under the tree and wind the music box, Grandpapa?
Not anymore. Everything's happening faster now. The story's getting quite out of control.
What did she now see? Would you believe it? Right under her feet rose 7 mouse heads with 7 glittering crowns, hissing and squeaking terribly. Before long, the body squeezed itself clear, on the neck of which grew these 7 heads, and the huge 7-crowned mouse shrieked with all his throat.
I am the Mouse King.
It's him, Grandpapa. It's the wizard.
Just as I feared. Catastrophe.
What do you want from me?
What do I want, little girl? I want you to acknowledge me as your king and master.
You?
Yes.
Never. Never.
Well said, Clara.
I order you to bow down before me.
Shan't!
I command you.
No.
That's right. Don't give in to a bully.
Then I shall instruct my army to march on you and force you to capitulate.
Oh, dear. Nutcracker, what shall I do?
Tell the rodent Caesar. Bring her to me. Drag her if necessary.
You must help her, Grandpapa.
Me?
You know the story. Surely the Mouse King doesn't win.
Oh, no, of course not.
Then tell it quickly. Hurry it along.
We're coming closer.
Can't we just pretend this bit doesn't happen?
But it does, doesn't it? It's happening already.
Awake, awake. Arms to take. This is the night. Rouse for the fight.
All of a sudden, a gingerbread soldier comes to life and fires his musket. And a rag-headed rabbit beats out the alarm on the drum. And the roofs fall off boxes and the doors fly open on cupboards. And out march all the toys. Clowns, teddy bears, dolls, and all of Fritz's Cossacks on their painted tin horses.
Knick-knack-knack.
stupid mousy pack. Crick, crack, whack, hew, hick and hack.
And so the battle commenced.
Now, with flying flags and clanging music, regiment after regiment drew themselves up across the room.
My saviours!
Go on, fire the cannon!
The cannon roared, and Clara saw their sugar plum shot plunge into the ranks of the Mouse Army, who became powdered all over and put greatly to shame.
Repel the invaders! That's what Dimitri says.
Repel the invaders!
The mice, however, steadily advanced.
No.
And Clara ran up and down in despair.
We're doomed! Doomed!
Brr, brr, puff, puff, piff! Sclatter-dang, sclatter-dang! Boom, 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 boom!
Help! Oh, help!
Come on, Grandpapa, stop dithering.
What?
There's no time for daydreams now.
Press on, my brave squeaking horse.
How do we save Clara? What happens next?
The Nutcracker comes to life.
The Nutcracker? Oh, I have no pictures left. I've used them all up.
Then we just have to imagine him. Create him ourselves.
Ourselves?
It's in the story, Natalia. Remember what I said a good story was?
Yes, fantasy and memory.
That's right. Memory and fantasy. Fantasy and memory. All mixed up together.
Somebody help me. Anyone?
Figure, grab her, my frenzy fight.
Try to imagine.
That's the spirit. The both of us together, imagining together, going anywhere, everywhere, making anything happen.
All of a sudden, the Nutcracker jumped up and sprang to his feet.
Nutcracker! We did it! We did it!
Yes, well done. Tremendous.
He drew his little sword and waved it in the air.
Only save me from the Mouse King.
What now is going to happen? As soon as the Nutcracker leapt down from Clara's arms, the squeaking grew louder from the countless mice, and the seven-headed tyrant glared down with his 14 eyes. How will the battle go?
Stop! Who is this?
My champion!
What? A horrid little wooden thing.
He's a nutcracker.
Isn't he ugly?
No, he's not. He's beautiful. And he only has one head.
How dare you insult me?
He's not frightened of you. Look at his sword.
Then I challenge him to single combat.
He accepts.
Clara!
Prepare to lose your tail.
Don't be silly. Look at the size of him.
Come then, little wooden man. To the death.
Oh, so unfair.
Oh,
why didn't you think of the consequences?
Oh. Ah. Oh.
Oh, no.
Ouch.
Oh.
He's trapped, cornered, a sword at his throat.
Who will save us now?
Surrender, Nutcracker.
Grandpapa.
Story.
We can't wait for the story. Do something.
Quick, then. Hand Clara your shoe.
My shoe?
Yes, hurry.
Excuse me. Oh, yes. The shoe! The shoe!
Hardly knowing what she was doing, she snatched off her shoe and flung it at the Mouse King. And then all seemed to grow dim and distant, and Clara fell in a faint on the floor.
Are you lost?
Papa? No. It can't be. Is it you?
Hello, Eagle.
Is it all over now?
Yes.
The mice are all back under the floorboards. The toys are all back under the tree. All you can hear is the silence after battle.
And the seven-headed mouse king?
He has been defeated.
So we won.
That's how the story goes. Clara threw her shoe at the mouse king to save her champion, the nutcracker.
My shoe, actually.
Are you missing a shoe, Natalia?
No, but I...
I think you'll find that this belongs to Clara.
But you told me to, Grandpapa. You said give her my shoe.
Only hers is missing.
But it was me that saved her. It was me.
She's waking up.
Good. I can ask her.
She won't hear you, remember?
But I spoke to her before. You broke your own rules.
Because the story needed it. She'd forgotten, hadn't she? We had to remind her. She lives nowhere except inside our heads.
Am I safe now?
So I can't... I can never, ever...
That's not possible.
Oh, I am. I am.
It would have been nice to have talked a little.
Where's Nutcracker?
Is this the way it always has to be?
Are you there? Are you all right?
Always looking in through a window, trapped outside. Is it?
Nutcracker!
Here I am, Clara.
Oh.
Oh.
As soon as the Nutcracker saw Clara, he knelt down on one knee and spoke.
You alone steeled my heart with courage and gave me the strength to combat the haughty foe that dared to threaten you.
But you've changed so.
Indeed.
You're not wooden anymore.
Where did he come from?
You're so real.
I didn't cut him out.
Like a prince from a fairy tale.
I am the humble Nutcracker who has been brought to life by you.
Me?
By your kindness, you cherished me. By your tenderness, you nursed me. By your bravery, you saved me.
Bravery?
Your shoe, sweet Clara. You struck the Mouse King.
My shoe, actually. Mine.
I did? Oh, yes. So I did.
I was liberated. Free to become all the things you had imagined of me.
Yes?
Free to become your prince.
How wonderful! Hurrah!
What about me?
Then the Nutcracker took her hand in his and spoke so sweetly.
My dear Clara,
having now overpowered my enemy, what wonderful things could I not show you if you would only have the kindness to follow me a little way.
Where to?
A magical place, beyond the rainbow, beyond the stars, beyond even your dreams.
Oh, Nutcracker, yes. Yes, please.
Then hold my hand. Hold my hand tightly and step towards the tree.
The Christmas tree?
Reach out and we'll soon be there. Soon. Soon. Soon.
They disappeared in the branches.
Yes.
Gone. Left us.
No, they haven't.
No? We go too.
We have to, Natalia. We're telling the story.
But up a tree, Grandpapa.
Why not?
But it looks so high, so green and prickly.
Smash the window, Natalia. That's the answer to your question, isn't it? Isn't it?
Yes. Smash the window.
So climb. Climb.
Up we go, then. Up and up.
Wait for me. Take some decorations with you. Pluck them off the branches as you go.
Decorations?
Put them in your pockets. We'll need them later.
My scrapbook! I dropped it.
It doesn't matter.
Don't I need my scrapbook?
Not anymore, you don't. Only believe. Remember.
And anything could happen.
That's right. Anything and everything. Everything and anything.
Up we go, then. Come on, Grandpapa. Up and up and up and up and up we go.
Thank you.
saw where they had come to, she was filled with pleasure.
We're in Christmas Tree Wood. Isn't it beautiful?
With that, the Nutcracker clapped his hands, and immediately a great number of snowflakes fluttered down, so frail and white that one could believe them made of pure sugar, and began to perform the most graceful dance possible.
I can't see a thing in all this snow.
Let's go and stand under a tree. There, that's better.
Look at it, swirling and dancing, hanging in the air like a million stars. Where are we?
In a place between one world and another, Natalia.
I can just see Clara and the Nutcracker. Shouldn't we follow them?
Let the storm die down a little first.
Oh, the snow, Grandpapa, the snow. It's like, somebody is making everything happen at once.
Yes, it just sweeps you away. Sweeps and sweeps and sweeps.
Wake up, little boy.
Are you... No.
Don't be frightened.
You're not Papa. You can't be. He died at Kazan.
That's right.
When the Red Army retreated, he was shot in the chest.
Look at my jacket.
There's a hole. Black around the edges. Through your shirt, too. Is that...
Blood. Yes. We were running. I didn't even hear the gun. No time for pain, for fear, for regrets. Only time to whisper, I love you, Anna. I love you, Igor.
Papa.
I was dead before I hit the ground. Don't!
I can't touch you.
All you'd feel is wind and snow. It would be like touching a shadow.
A shadow?
From the past.
No. Mama will be so happy to see you again. She talks about you all the time, Papa. She carries your picture in a locket around her neck.
I'm not here for your mother, Igor.
No. Well, won't you come home? We can be together again. Papa, please. There's been too much weeping in our house already.
And why does your mother weep, Igor? Do you ever ask yourself? Has she lost her son as well as her husband? That is why I am here. Standing on a street in Moscow in the middle of winter with a frightened child who has run away from home.
She threw my soldiers in the fire. She said I had to get dressed. Go to the Bolshoi with her to see some ballet.
She wanted to take you to the Nutcracker.
How could she think that was important? In the middle of a revolution.
So nothing else matters, does it? Our memories are to be thrown in the fire too? Do you remember how Anna would sit us down every Christmas Eve, Igor? With the clock ticking and the lamps lit. She would get down that old book by Hoffman with her writing in the front, and it would always fall open on the right page.
Yes, Papa.
How she talked about seeing the very first performance at St. Petersburg. Remember Tchaikovsky being there himself. Such a sad man, she said. How she wanted to see it again. How she wanted us to see it too, to share it. Now I am gone. But the ballet is here. It's an act of mercy, Igor. A small miracle. We can be together again. If only for an evening, little boy. When the curtain rises, don't you see? We can all be together. A family.
I'm cold. I'm wet right through.
How I wish I could put my arms around you. Embrace you as a father. Warm you.
Mama will be missing me.
Go home.
How can I? I'm lost, Papa.
Let me help you.
You know the way back?
Yes.
Take me home. Please, take me.
I can't come with you.
Papa.
It's not meant to be. Not meant.
Goodbye, Igor.
Papa.
Goodbye.
Papa. Papa. My shoes are dry. My cloak is by the door.
Igor?
It's still only the half hour. Has nothing changed? Have I been away at all?
There you are.
Oh, Mama. Oh. Mama, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
What is this? Has something happened?
Yes. No. Oh, yes, yes. Something wonderful. Now I must change. Do I have time? I want to look my best for the ballet.
You do? That makes me so happy.
That's what I want to do from now on, Mama. Make you so very happy.
More to show you.
Grandpapa.
Oh.
Oh, I should like that. May we?
I'm sorry, I was feeling so old all of a sudden.
We've all that life to think about. Such a long time. I can hardly imagine.
Oh, yes, you can, Natalia. Now you can. I believe now you could imagine anything, anything you wanted.
Why?
Because you've helped tell the story. You've gone on a fantastic journey, made wonderful discoveries.
Yes.
And it's not over yet. Oh, no. Come on.
Quickly hastened the nutcracker forward, and Clara after him, full of curiosity. Before long, a perfume of roses greeted them, and all the air seemed filled with soft, waving petals. Clara saw that this was the reflection of a rose-red lake, on which swam noble swans with golden bands around their necks, and in which diamond fishes ducked up and down through the rose water.
Where are we going?
Confiturenberg, the Palace of Sweets. And there we will meet the Nutcracker's elder sister, the Sugarplum Fairy, and her consort, Prince Cockalouche.
A Sugarplum Fairy?
You know what one of those looks like, don't you?
Do I?
Oh, Natalia, you've brought toys to life. You've seen a nutcracker fight a seven-headed mouse king. You've climbed a Christmas tree. Don't tell me you wouldn't recognize a sugar plum fairy.
Well, if you say so.
Well, of course I do. Now hurry or we'll miss the boat.
The nutcracker clapped his hands, and Clara saw coming towards them a floating chariot in the form of a shell, drawn along by two gold-scaled dolphins. 12 sailors, dressed in pinafores woven out of hummingbird feathers, sprang on shore and carried first Clara, then the nutcracker, onto the boat.
Jump in. Take my hand.
We're off.
Clack, click, click, clack, up and down, down and up. Sailor boys, like a noise. Fish jump, swans flap, shellcoach rumble, jumble tumble, up and down, down and up. Click, clack, clack, click.
Do you see on the horizon, Clara, where we are bound?
Where?
It's the Palace of Sweets.
You see, if we don't describe it, it won't exist.
What now did Clara see? How shall I convey to you, dear reader, the beauty and splendor stretched out before her eyes?
First of all was the...
Walls?
The walls, yes, yes. Which rose up from the ground made of... Of nougat.
Nougat?
Yes, nougat. And Licorice.
I don't like licorice.
Or Turkish Delight, then.
Yes, big blocks of Turkish Delight, all dusty with icing sugar. And humbugs for the towels.
One at each corner.
And two sticks of rock at the gate made of macaroons, where silver paper soldiers are looking out for us.
I think I see something now, Nutcracker.
You do?
Yes. A tower in the distance.
Go on, Natalia.
Now, a soldier in a coat made of candied fruit steps forward to blow on his butterscotch trumpet.
Listen.
They've seen us. They know we are coming.
Now, they run from their marzipan houses, past cinnamon stick trees, through the marketplace with its great jelly baby statue, shouting and joking and laughing. The good citizens of Confiturenburg, pulling on their chocolate drop hats and sponge finger gloves, and wiping the strawberry jam off their children's faces.
Here we are.
Look at all the people that have come to greet us. Look at all their faces.
All the dear little people swarmed around in their thousands, raising that merry din which Clara had already heard from some way off. There were Arabs and Greeks, Highlanders and Indians, Grand Turks and Tomfools, Harlequins and Columbines, in fact, all kinds of people you find in the world.
All of a sudden, there was a burst of flame from the Christmas pudding castle, and out charged four lollipop horses, pulling a beautiful carriage made out of ice cream and toffee sauce and crowned with a wafer. The carriage drew up. The door opened. In a blaze of light, the colour of candy floss, down stepped...
The Sugar Plum Fairy and Prince Cockaloosh.
Welcome to Confiturenburg, good brother. Prince Cockaloosh and I are delighted to see you.
As I am to be here, sister, amongst all my dear, dear friends once again.
Jolly delighted, what?
And who is this you have brought to visit us?
Jolly pretty, what?
Clara, step forward.
The Nutcracker took Clara by the hand.
This is Miss Clara Silberhaus,
the daughter of a most respectable magistrate and the preserver of my life. Had she not thrown her shoe at the right time, I should now be lying in my grave, bitten to pieces by the accursed seven-headed Mouse King.
Is this true, Clara?
Every word of it, sister, I promise you.
Gosh!
It was nothing.
Don't be modest, child. You saved my brother.
I helped too.
Shh!
Anything I did, Your Honours, has been most handsomely rewarded. Just to have the Nutcracker safe was my wish. But everything that it has given rise to has been too...
Jolly good?
Yes! Oh, yes! Jolly, jolly, jolly good!
No!
Isn't she charming, sister?
Absolutely, brother. Charming and sweet and so very brave.
Wasn't I lucky?
How can we thank her? I know. Good citizens of Confiturenburg... Shall we show our little guest our gratitude for what she has done?
Oh, father!
Shall we dance?
For me?
They love an audience, Clara. It would be a privilege.
See how eager they are. All those eyes lighting up. All those little feet shuffling in anticipation. Let the festivities begin.
Natalia? Natalia, where are you? What are you doing hiding behind the sherbet fountain?
I'm eating a peppermint cream.
What? You can't do that. It might be somebody's hat or handbag or... Heavens worse... Their pet dog they've taken out for a walk.
Don't worry. It didn't bark or lick my face or anything.
Natalia!
I was hungry. I've spent the whole evening telling stories. Words, words, words. It gives you an appetite. Dimitri was here. He'd be sick already. Just as fed up.
You're angry, aren't you?
No.
Yes, you are. Everybody's telling Clara how wonderful she is for saving the Nutcracker, and you don't think it's fair.
Oh, it was my shoe, Grandpapa. Nobody knows it was my shoe.
Well, I do.
It's not the same.
It's only a story.
No, it's not. It matters.
Papa. Papa.
I love you, Anna. I love you, Eagle.
Yes, you're right. I'm so sorry. Why didn't I think? To know the truth is such a precious thing. It takes the child in all of us to know how precious it is. For a moment, I forgot. Forgive me. Forgive me.
I'm just like the little girl, aren't I? Crying like this.
Come on. Blow your nose. Oh, I forgot they were still in my pocket.
I'll pick them up. Mama spent ages hanging them on the tree. She was so pleased. Then we go and take them.
For the divertissement, Natalia.
For the what?
We needed something for all the different dances the Sugar Plum Fairy has performed for Clara, didn't we?
We're going to dance.
Would you like to?
Oh, you know how I've wanted to. All along.
Well, first, though, the final chapter.
Oh, no, not more storytelling. I'm so fed up with talking. What about the music, Grandpapa? I just want the music to tell us, to show us. I just want the music and nothing else.
Then let's make it, shall we?
We can.
If we try hard enough, I dig deep in your pockets. Hold up the decorations.
Like this.
Higher.
I am.
Higher.
We present La Danse Espagnole.
Oh, they're moving. Look.
Yes.
Mama's little decorations are actually dancing.
See how she circles around him, kneels, throws back her head.
Aren't they elegant?
Such tiny feet, tiny hands.
Oh, Nutcracker.
Next, La Danse Harab.
Your turn now, Natalia.
What?
Show us what happens. Dance.
Dance?
Yes. Imagine you're one of those little figures standing on the palm of your hand. Imagine you feel your body fill up with the music. And your heart is freeing you, taking you to the place where there is just music and dancing. Go on. It's what you wanted. Dance.
Watch me.
I'm watching.
Am I doing it, Grandpapa? Am I?
And now, La Danse Russe.
A new one.
A Russian one.
I'm jumping up and down, spinning round and round.
Faster and faster.
Hands folded, kicking my boots out.
Higher and higher.
Smiling.
A proud and brilliant Cossack.
Swirling, whirling like a top.
Let me guess, Nutcracker. Is this one from China?
That's right. We call it La Danse Chinoise.
You can't stop now, Natalia. You were doing so well. La prima ballerina.
This dance is very delicate, Nutcracker. I hardly seem to move at all.
Natalia?
Yes, I'm thinking. I'm moving. I'll jump forward, round in a circle.
Good.
I come forward. I turn.
So perfect.
What next?
You're doing magnificently.
But I'm running out of ideas.
Don't worry.
What's next?
Nothing. Nothing, Natalia. Look, they move without you now. You've given them life.
Have I?
You breathed your imagination into them. Now, throw them down. Let them go. Like the pictures from your scrapbook.
Yes.
Let them all go.
Look at them dancing. Aren't they wonderful, Grandpapa? Aren't they just, so alive?
Now you dance, child, for yourself.
May I?
Everybody take their positions for the finale. La valse des fleurs.
Go now, quickly. Dance and be free. Be free.
Thank you.
it seemed to Clara as if all the words grew fainter and fainter. Her ears were filled with a singing and a laughter that came from a distance.
Mama?
Swept away! I'm being swept away!
And she rose upon waves of strange music, more beautiful and enchanting than she had ever heard in her life before.
Me? I'm too old.
You're never too old to dance, to move, to live.
Natalia. Oh!
You see.
Oh, around and around and around.
You're flying, Grandpapa. You're flying on wings.
Is that? Is that you?
La 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 la.
Mama?
Now who is this I see before me? Why, it's Igor. Would you believe it? Such a smart little man, so handsome. Do you know, dressed like that, he looks just like his father. Oh, my darling, darling. Oh.
You're so beautiful, Mama. I've never seen you look so beautiful. I hope Papa saw you like this.
Who knows? Perhaps he still can.
Oh, yes. You must believe it. You must.
I do, Igor. I do. So let's have no more tears. Not tonight. Tonight is a time for happiness. The carriage is here. Go and get our cloaks and gloves. It's time to go to the Bolshoi. Boris, can you hear me? Boris? Chapter 1. All through the day of Christmas Eve, Dr. Silberhaus's children had not been allowed into the drawing room. In a corner of the back parlour, Fritz and Clara sat cuddled up, shuddering with the excitement of mystery. For though twilight had come on, nobody brought in any lights, and the whole house seemed alive with a stirring and a bustling and the sound of soft murmurs.
Did I wake you up?
No.
Yes, I did. Good. I just thought I'd come and tell you what you missed. The ballet and everything.
I didn't miss it.
Don't be stupid. You weren't there.
Wasn't I? I saw the Christmas party with Fritz and Clara and all the presents. I saw Godfather Drosselmeyer arrive with his dolls. I saw Fritz break the Nutcracker.
No, you didn't.
I saw the Mouse King attack all the toys and the Nutcracker leap up and defeat him.
Stop it. You're a liar. Liar!
Dimitri, what is it? 5 minutes home and you're arguing already.
She says she saw the Nutcracker, Mama.
I did. I went to Confiturenburg. I met the Sugar Plum Fairy and Prince Cockalouche.
Don't be ridiculous. How could you?
I went with Grandpapa. I mean, he told me the story, all of it.
He told Papa he'd been asleep all evening. He said you didn't come out of your room.
No.
See?
Now, where's the scrapbook? It's time for bed, Dimitri.
Told you.
Now.
All right.
Did. I know we did.
Oh. The pictures. They've all gone. They're all back in their books. The pages are unmarked. It's like they were never cut out at all. Have you done something to them?
No, Mama. You must be imagining things.
But I don't understand. They were cut out before.
Natalia! I brought someone to say goodnight.
May I come in?
Oh, yes.
Papa told me you were quiet all evening.
I was left to dream in peace.
And what dreams he had, he's told me. Even the one about the shoe.
The shoe?
You know about that.
Oh, I know about them all, Natalia. How I envy you, darling.
Papa.
Shh. Sleep now. Sleep. It's Christmas tomorrow. Victoria.
Good night, Mama.
There's something going on. I don't know what it is. There's definitely something going on.
So it was true, after all.
Listen. When Clara wakes, she is clutching the nutcracker. He is no longer a prince, but a wooden toy again. There is no confiturember, no sugar plum fairy, no palace of sweets. Only the light of dawn in the living room on Christmas Day morning.
No! Tell me it wasn't a dream. Tell me it was true.
Merry Christmas, my child.
Don't go. Please don't go. You call that a happy ending? Oh, he's left something. Silly old man. Somebody's stupid, silly old present. No. It's for me. To Natalia, remember two words. Memory and fantasy. Fantasy and memory. Remember them always. Oh. Oh. It's the music box. You gave me the music box. Your most precious thing of all.
Clara might speak no more of her adventure, but that marvellous fairy kingdom still hovered around her in sweetly fleeting visions and beautiful echoes. She saw all its glories once more, as she fixed her mind on the remembrance of them. And so it came about that instead of playing as she used to do, Clara would sit still and silent with the nutcracker in her arms. Her thoughts swept up in the most wonderful things that are everywhere to be seen by all those who have the eyes to see them. So ends the story of the Nutcracker and the Mouse King.
Nutcracker Christmas, Igor was played by Bernard Hepton, Anna by Stella Gonnet, and Natalia by Cyril Jenkins. Clara was Deborah Berlin, and Igor as a boy was Ashley Bird. Boris and the Nutcracker, Patrick Brennan, Dimitri and Fritz, Richard Pierce, Victoria and Mrs. Silberhaus, Melanie Walters, Grigori and Mr. Silberhaus, Richard Tate, Drosselmeyer, Ivor Roberts, and the Mouse King, David Bannerman. The musical director was Matthew Bailey. Technical presentation was by Martin Gifford, Francis Shilton, and Mike Frost. And the production assistant was Catherine Lewis. The Nutcracker Christmas was written by Nicholas McInerney and directed in Wales by Alison Hindle.